Welcome to another edition of Ultimate Key to Freedom, questions, answers, shares, and comments. Here we go. We only got one this week. I'm just coming back from a Thanksgiving holiday that was a lot of fun. I was in Los Angeles, California, spending some time with family there. There's a slight delay on this for that reason if you were expecting something. Here we go, from Rhonda Darling, who has completed day one of second round of video series. I guess that must mean she's going through the course again. Okay, here we go. I am noticing that you use the word lies, along with illusions and stories, to describe the mind machine, which I perceive to have a judgmental connotation. If the mind machine, along with everything else, was created by true creative essence, then why not just use the words illusions and stories, which are neutral as a descriptor, rather than including the word lies, which in our human perception implies deception? Also, the word lies appears to be in opposition to the word truth, whereas the word illusion appears to bridge the polarity. I'm not trying to pick apart the course. To the contrary, this course has helped me to really see everything as true creative essence, including the illusion of polarity, which is why I remain uncertain about your use of the word lies in reference to that ultimate truth. Okay, Rhonda, as is usually the case, you've heard me say this before, you'll hear me say this again. There are multiple levels on which we can answer questions like this. The first level of the answer is what you have expressed here is pure mind machine noise. I don't say that to be disrespectful. I don't say that to be judgmental of you in any way, critical. I'm just pointing, this is vintage mind machine. You think it's you, and you think it's your opinion, and you think it's how you feel about all of this, but what it really is the mind machine has observed me using the word lies, and it is buzzing and whirring, and it's running its programs and its algorithms, and it's then popping out this very, I'm just going to call it anal because you'll know what I mean, picky, intellectual kind of a thing about it. And so at the most supportive level, it's important to just see that that's what this is. It's the mind machine buzzing and worrying and giving a very technical, very analytical, very intellectual output, which is what's coming here. So that's the most important opportunity, is to see that this is just the buzz whir of a machine. It's not Rhonda. It's not Rhonda's opinion. It's not how Rhonda feels about this. The mind machine buzzed and whirred, kicked this out into inner space, and it then appears to be, in the way that you know, whether it was zoomed or it was whatever else it was, it appears to be your opinion, how you feel about this, a complaint, a question, a criticism, whatever. I understand when you say you're not trying to pick apart the course, and I'm not, you know, I'm not offended. I don't have any problem with this. I'm just shining the light of truth on it. It doesn't matter to me what anybody thinks about anything that I see, that I say. So that's the first level of support, is this is pure mind machine analysis, literally mind games, literally noise. It doesn't mean anything. It's simply the conclusion that is being drawn based on data, programs, and algorithm in the way that the mind machine works, and its opinion of the word lies and the use of them. Okay, second level of the answer is, when I share the teachings, whether it's the earlier teachings, the phase two busting loose teachings, or it's the phase three teachings, my intention back then, you know, with the earlier teachings, the language that I used, it's all the same thing. It's just different metaphors in a sense. My intention was to undermine the structural integrity of the cloud cover, to challenge myths, and I'm just going to, for the moment, use lies, illusions, and stories. And so the way that I language things is always designed to support the dynamiting of lies, illusions, and stories, and the awakening, bear with all of this language, of a seeing of truth with a capital T, seeing with a capital S. And so I push on things. And I don't know if you went through the Being in Truth wave one or wave two or both at the moment. I haven't looked that up. I use the term crack, 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 you know, to just push on lies, push on illusions, push on stories, crack them, use C4 to blow them up so that ultimately, again, all metaphors, don't take it too literally, so that the truth or the sun, if you like that metaphor, can shine in, whatever. And there can be the full-time experience with a capital E of ultimate freedom. So bearing that in mind, I use the word lies, illusions, and stories. They're all synonyms. I could just use the word stories. I could just use the word illusions. I could just use the words illusions and stories, as you suggest. But I get a little bit heavy-handed because I just want to hammer home in various ways that it's not truth, it's not the accurate, it's not accurate. It's a lie, it's an illusion, and a story. Now, when I use the word lie, again, this is classic mind machine, and why so many mind machines are different and buzz and whir and come up with different conclusions. To me, the word lie is not judgmental. It's simply a description of the fact that somebody is telling something other than the truth. They're telling something other than what's an accurate description of what's going on. There's all kinds of ways that you could language it. If I'm in a conversation and somebody lies to me, they're telling me something that's not true, that's not accurate, that's not an accurate description of whatever it is that's being discussed. And that's all it is to me. Now, in phase one and through parts of phase two, I might have had a judgmental opinion about the fact that somebody was lying to me. But my use of the word lie is simply pointing towards it's not the truth, it's not accurate, however you want to language it. Now, again, in phase one and in phase two, and there is still sometimes a program in the mind machine that runs in phase three, and I'm just aware of it being mind machine noise in the way that I just described to you about this whole picky thing about the use of the word lies. Robert was built as a character to have an obsession, so to speak, a real commitment, whatever you want to call it, about always being honest and telling the truth, no matter what, no matter how difficult it is, no matter what consequences there may be. And either consciously or secretly or partially both, wanting other people to do the same and judging it as a bad thing if other people were not honest. To me, to other people, whatever. So there was a judgmental program for a long time for the Robert character about lying. But again, the use of the word separate from that is just a word to describe not telling the truth, not being accurate. Now, whenever I use any form of language as part of sharing the teachings, it's what True Creative Essence wrote the Robert character to do. And I don't always know, I no longer care or analyze it or need to understand it. But as best as I've been shown some of these things, you know, if I were to take a look and say, well, why did True Creative Essence write me to say da-da-da-da or say da-da-da-da in this way or that way or whatever, sometimes I'm shown things I don't know if it's accurate or not. I'm just aware of it appearing in inner space. So for me, given the fact that everybody's mind machine is different, is programmed different, has different data, different programs, different algorithms, different people perceive the word story in different ways. Different people perceive the word illusion in different ways. Different people perceive the word lie in different ways. The mind machine buzzes and whirs and comes out with different definitions and conclusions and sometimes judgments and stories about those three words. So as best as I understand it, and it could be inaccurate, is that I use the three words simultaneously a lot because I'm really just, again, trying to hammer home this point. And I'm using it with three different words that can have three different connotations that ganged up together, so to speak, can really hammer home the point. And that's really the only point. If somebody wanted to go through anything that I share in books or in courses or in live events, and they really wanted to jump on words, they could jump on words all over the place in different ways for different reasons or whatever, because of the way their mind machine works and is programmed and what will be outputted by observing something that I said. What's important, not just for this particular dynamic, but for all dynamics, is to simply be able to, as you've seen, to observe what's really going on. And to understand that if there's an opinion about anything that the Robert character says, it's the buzzword of the mind machine. It's the result of programs, algorithms, data and the way that the mind machine runs. And that's all it is. And as I mentioned earlier, there's the opportunity to always be aware of that, for it to be experienced with a capital E through the ultimate freedom window, just again, to use some unique language that you know that I use, and to have a truthful with a capital T relationship with it. And what's always more important is not the wording, but it's what it's pointing to. What it's pointing to and the opportunity for it to be used, lack of a better term, bear with all of this language, to support the awakening of ultimate freedom and the opening of the ultimate freedom window, just to use that language. As you probably heard me say, and you'll probably hear me say again, the more deeply one looks at truth, bear with that language, the more words fail to be accurate, useful, supportive, correct, and the more and more problems, so to speak, can surface if we take the definitions of the words, the mind machine output about the words, too literally, because words fail miserably to describe the truth with capital T's. So there are always pointers, ideas and concepts that I share, such as lies, illusions, and stories. There are always pointers, there are always crutches until there's a direct experience with a capital E of the truth of whatever that is. And so they're going to be flawed. There are going to be problems with them. And that's just the way that it is. So if you'd like to continue the dialogue after listening to this, I certainly welcome it. And this is how I look at the particular dynamic that you pointed to in your question. That's all we have for this week. So I will say bye-bye for now, and I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that may take.